Hello and welcome into the What's Up Peoria podcast. I'm your host, Nathaniel Washburn, back with another episode for you so you know what's going on right here in our wonderful city of Peoria. And as always, I am coming to you from the Amplify Studio right here in our main library in beautiful downtown Peoria. And as always, I am joined by a wonderful guest, and I'm very excited. This is her first time on the podcast, but she has been a huge part of Peoria Libraries and our Peoria Friends of the Public Library group for a while, and she is getting into the podcast room with me to talk about the Friends and the importance that the Friends bring to the library system here in Peoria. And I am very excited to have Fawn Elder, the president, Madam President of the Friends Group right here in Peoria. Fawn, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Nathaniel. Thank you very much for that introduction. I appreciate it.
Well, I had to go with the Madam President,
hey,
right? You know, I don't get a president in here every day, so I have to make a big deal about it. So, Madam President Fawn, you're doing well today?
I'm great, thank you. We've just had a wonderful activity outside with the library and the Friends Group. It was our Ladybug release
day.
And
so much fun.
Gosh,
so
it was fun.
Yes, and it's been spring break all week at both of our libraries with tons of things going on, and Ladybug release at both libraries being the highlight of the week for sure. So, Fawn, thanks so much for being here. We're going to get back to Fawn in just a second. She's going to tell us about herself. She's going to talk about what the Friends do and how important they are to all that we do here in Peoria. And we're going to talk about their mission and goals, as well as what do they have coming up here for us in the next few months for summer reading and beyond that. Before we jump into the interview, as always, I have a ton of things to go over about upcoming events and things happening in our city. And I want to start by reminding everybody we are now 2 weeks away from the 48th annual Dolly Sanchez Easter celebration over at the Peoria Sports Complex. I've talked about this a couple different times. It's a lot of fun. 8 to noon, Peoria Sports Complex, and there's going to be a ton of things to do for families, for kids, people to come out and enjoy and just celebrate. That is Saturday, March 30th from 8 to noon. Make sure you make your way out to the Peoria Sports Complex for the 48th annual Dolly Sanchez Easter celebration. Also going on this weekend, right here in Centennial Plaza, right behind our City Hall, we have the Arizona Bao Festival. And this is where you can go out and get tasty dumplings and bao. I've never had a bao personally. I don't know, Fawn, if you have.
I have.
Are they delicious? Mm. There you go. That's the sounder right there, the sounder. This is the Arizona Bao Festival, and it is happening at Centennial Plaza. And it's a 2-day event. So Saturday, March 23rd at 11 a.m. And that goes also on Sunday as well. And it goes till 5 p.m. on Sunday. So this should be pretty cool. And like I said, I have never been out to something like this, but this is the 5th annual one. So they've been doing this for a while. So that is this weekend, the 23rd and 24th. Also this weekend over at Park West, we have the Park West Bunny Fest. Come on. You can't beat the name, right? Park West Bunny Fest. And that is happening Saturday, March 23rd from 3:30 to 5:30 right over at Park West. And this is a free event. There's going to be photos with the Easter Bunny, an Easter egg hunt, free balloon twisting, decorating your own egg craft. So tons of things to do over at Park West for their Bunny Fest that's happening from 3:30 to 5:30. Make sure you make your way over there as well. Last two things I want to tell you about is we do have two wonderful theaters right here in Peoria, and they are both doing some really cool shows right now. So at our at the PCPA with Theater Works, they have a Sondheim tribute. It starts the 29th of March and runs through the 14th of April. So that's very cool for the performing arts. Also happening at our other theater company in Peoria, we are lucky we have two theater companies. Not a lot of cities can say that. We have two theater companies, and over at Arizona Broadway Theater, they are doing the Arizona premiere of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So if you are a fan of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which I am myself, that is one to go and see. It's going to be, you know the story probably, probably seen the movie, but the show is great. This runs from March 8th to April 14th. So make sure you go to Arizona Broadway Theater's website to check into that and get more information about how you can go and see the Arizona regional premiere of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So, big deep breath there. That is a lot to get through, a lot going on, which is exciting. But we are going to shift gears, go into the interview portion of the show, and we're going to talk to Fawn. And Fawn, thanks again for being here. It's exciting to have you in. Let me start by saying thanks for all that you do with the Friends. As the president, the leadership you've brought to the organization is fantastic. I know that you and the executive team do so much for us. So let me start by saying thank you. But let's also start with you, if you don't mind, kind of telling the audience a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how did you end up as Madam President of the Friends?
Well, that's a great question, Nathaniel. And I've asked myself that a few times.
I bet you have. Especially those days you were like, wow, it was a long day. And it's all volunteer hours, by the way, that Fawn puts in. She's 100% volunteer with Colleen and Brandy and all the crew. You know, just a phenomenal crew, but it's all volunteer.
Absolutely. But we do it because we love it. Yes. And we're committed to literacy. To tell you a little bit about myself, I'm actually a Canadian, so some of you will notice some of my vowels don't sound the same as you say them. So I grew up in Alberta, but when I was in my 30s, I moved to Toronto, Ontario, and I've lived there for about 35 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lovely city. I've
never been, but it's on my bucket list
okay.
for sure.
Okay, well, it's on Lake Ontario, and we always say it's New York without all the craziness. Because we have, you know, sports teams, we have
yes.
good theater.
Good sports teams, too.
Yes, we've mm-hmm. got great restaurants, etc. So when my husband and I purchased a house in Peoria in 2011, and he was lucky enough to be retired before I was, so we got our place sorted out. I didn't retire until 2015. So as I was retired, I was thinking, what can I do? And when I was up in Canada, I was doing food bank.
Oh, okay.
I worked at the food bank Mississauga, which I really enjoyed, but I've always loved the library. I come from a long line of English teachers. My aunt was a librarian, and my dad, I remember him taking me every Saturday to the library, and I would just go and pick as many books as I could possibly nice. Take.
So it's in your blood, for sure.
Absolutely yeah. in my blood. And what better way to give back than to come and work at a library. So one day I had already got a library card, but I came to this branch. I didn't even know SML.
Oh, okay. So you
Sunrise
came into
Mountain.
The main library.
Yep. And I walked in, and it was when there was the book nook was in where the community room
yeah.
is now.
Yes.
So I walked in there and I spoke to someone in there and I said, well, I'd really like to volunteer for the library. Not really realizing, of course, that was the Friends of the Library.
Right.
So I was told, yes, there was going to be spring break programs and that I could volunteer. And actually, that was my first experience with the Ladybug release.
Oh, okay. So you're a Ladybug veteran then.
Exactly. So I worked a little bit there. I helped out when Diane was in charge of recycled reading. Mm-hmm. I would do pricing here because there weren't too many people that could come down
yeah.
to this
yes.
library, which, you know, it's not that far, but it's just... It is quite a long way from North Peoria.
Oh, there's no doubt. Yeah. And we have a lot of volunteers from Trilogy and some of the other retirement communities. And it is a little bit of a drive for sure.
Absolutely. So I just got more and more involved. And then one day there was no president. And Colleen said to me, well, what do you think? And I said, well, I'm Canadian and I'm only here 6 months of the year. But I certainly have the interest and I would, you know, work really hard to do it. And I love being with all the people that are in
right.
the Friends. So I think she talked it over with you maybe and the executive.
It was great because it was one of those things where it's like everybody knew that you wanted to do it and that you would be perfect in that role. But I know that the distance thing worried you, but it hasn't been an issue at all.
No, exactly. And, you know, even during COVID when everything shut down, I mean, people weren't coming into the library
yeah.
anyway, which is really unfortunate. But because our meeting schedule is, there's the Canadian.
Yes.
between June and and September, we don't have any meetings.
Yes, yeah.
Right? So I do two meetings over the phone or by Zoom, and the rest I'm present for. So,
and I will tell you, she does a great job over the phone. She commands those meetings as if she was there. I'm in those meetings, so it's great to hear her all the way from Canada call in. And even though you are, you know, 3,000 plus miles away, you wouldn't know it because you're still into everything that's going on. You're still, you know, looped into everything, and you do a great job.
Oh, thank you very much.
So you got the role, and Colleen, of course, can be very persuasive. She's amazing. She is great at getting the volunteers to come in and be a part of it. And so she was able to say, hey, Fawn, I think you would be great at this role. And I'm glad that she did, because we've been so thankful to have you as part of the organization.
Well, thank you very much. And I just love coming into both libraries. I think I have a bit of an affection for Maine because I got to know people here. And
well, sure. You know,
all the librarians are so sweet, and the aides and everything, but they are up at the other library as well.
We're so lucky to have volunteers, wonderful volunteers at both libraries. And I'm in both libraries. I love both of our libraries. They're literally like, you know, they're like my children. I so much love and for not only the people who work in the libraries, the amazing team that we have, but all the volunteers that make all the things happen, you know, mm-hmm. with the friends. We have so many Lions Club people come in, they help out. We have so many people that want to be a part of what we're doing, and we couldn't do it without the friends. There's no way, because of the amount of volunteers and the impact that you have in the community is tremendous.
Well, you know, you realize that it takes a village. I mean, I know that sounds like that is cliche,
but it's a lot
of people. You need a lot of people to do these kinds of things. You know, we were just, as you mentioned, at the Ladybug release yesterday at SML, and then today, there are so many people coming in, and they're just so anxious to be part of it, mm-hmm. and they're so happy to have interaction, and we just love the kids. It's just so amazing. They're just, you know, they're like little canvases that can be written on, so we want to be able to provide good input to them and good books and all that kind of stuff.
And you guys do a tremendous job, because it's really just helping us provide that safe, fun learning environment for these kids. And we were lucky at our Ladybug releases at both libraries. We had our Vice Mayor Edwards, who read a book up at Sunrise. And then today at Maine, we had Mayor Pro Tem Crawford, who came in and read a book. So we're lucky, because we also have a very involved council, and you have a relationship with them as well, which is great. Seeing you today interact with Councilmember Crawford was fantastic. It is clear that you have a relationship beyond library with our council members and our city leadership, which is tremendous.
Well, we try for sure. I mean, because they can help us.
They can, and they do, for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, there's events that wouldn't be possible without having sponsorship from Pro Tem Jennifer Crawford and for John Edwards
absolutely
as well,
there's no doubt.
And you know, there, because we are not for profit organization, mm-hmm. we can accept funding, and so we can do that as part of our role as not the library, but the friends of the library. You
absolutely
know?
and you guys are as I said, we would not be able to do what we do without you. And that leads me to my next question, which is, obviously the friends have a focus, and you had mentioned before literacy, but tell everybody a little bit about, you know, as president, what is your goal? What are the goals of the organization when it comes to the mission and what you want the friends to be able to do for the community in the city of Peoria?
Right. Well, in my own mind, I always think of us as your secret weapon, because
I like that.
What we want to be are the ambassadors to the library. Mm-hmm. We want to tell people about just how great the libraries are. And we also, through the book sales that we have and some of the activities, we're able to fundraise, which is something important too, because we give about 95% of all that we earn comes right back to the library for programs, for books, for things. And we're very proud of that. That is our mission.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we want to continue doing that. But what we understand from looking back over the last couple of years is that the way people donate books and things has changed. People mm-hmm. aren't reading books the same way as they used to. A lot of people are reading on tablets and things. And, of course, DVDs and, you know, other audiovisual things, people just don't use them the same way. I mean, I tell you, my own granddaughter, who's four, I bought some of the DVDs from the sale last year, and I took them home. They were all the Disney, and I was so happy to have them. And my son said, well, you know, that's really lovely, but we don't have a DVD player.
We stream everything.
It's all streamed.
Mom. We stream everything.
Yeah, exactly. And so that changes things for us in terms of revenue. And so, you know, we're very happy when people are willing to donate books, certainly.
Oh, yeah.
But also the treasures. It seems like the treasures and merchandise that we're now selling at the sales are really a big component of it. So, you know, when we're asking for donations, we love to get people who are willing to sponsor events or sponsor books for something, because as I mentioned, the literacy is really important. And, you know, we know in Peoria that about 20 of the 21 schools are actually Title I.
We do have quite a few Title I schools. And I know you and the Friends have done a great job partnering with those schools to get them books for classroom libraries and working closely with those schools to help with literacy.
Exactly. And, you know, there are others that are not maybe part of the, they may be private schools, I guess. I don't completely understand.
There's charter schools. Yeah. So we, you know, and then Total Peoria has quite a few K-8 schools, and and it's good to have relationships with all of them if you can. Some are Title I, some aren't, but it's, we try to have a relationship with all of our schools because they're all play a vital role.
Exactly. In what we do. Exactly. And I think that's where we can play a big role is as we get to know these librarians that are at the schools. And we had Melissa, and I can't think of her last name offhand, but she's at the school board, actually.
Yes.
And she's been helping Taylor a little bit get in to see some of these school and teachers and things, which is great. Like, we want to be a resource so that we can say, come to the library. There's people that know these things. There's a whole bank of books about this. You know, there's computers you can use, or there's, you know, you've got so many great programs that are offered through the library. And it's, we feel it's our role to help be the outreach to with Taylor, obviously.
Yeah, and I love to hear that, because really it is about being that ambassador, being out there in the community, and you have so many community ties, you know so many people in the community, you are able to talk about what it is the library offers, and then also too what the Friends offer and opportunities for volunteerism and coming to the library and being a part of the community. And that is a big part of the mission, I know, for the Friends is, hey, we want people to come in and be a part of our community and find a volunteer opportunity or come in and be a part of a program that's happening. And you said, even for a business out there, if you want to sponsor something, we have, you know, opportunities for that. So I know you as the friend and the Friends are always looking for opportunities there.
Absolutely. You know, if someone hears this program and says, gee, I've always loved libraries, I want children to have the opportunity to read books, come and talk to us.
Yeah,
call
find
Colleen.
Fawn. She'll find Colleen, find Fawn. They'll definitely help you get with that and find that that opportunity that you're looking for.
Absolutely.
And I know for you and the Friends group, you had mentioned, you know, all the book sales you do, all the wonderful fundraising that you do.
Yeah.
And I want to let everybody know, every single dollar, every single penny that is earned goes right back into the library. And so it is extremely important, because that funding helps us do the programs that we want to do, helps us buy materials that we need. And it's such a great partnership. And I know that's a huge part of what you do.
Absolutely. And, you know, we had a very successful book sale before Bravo Peoria. It was probably one of the best that we've had.
It's always packed over there on those book sales. It's crazy.
And it was so much fun. And it was so wonderful for us to see the opening of the music garden too.
Yes, that was great.
It was really fun. I mean, I would say that the people that are volunteering, the team that usually comes to the book sales from the Friends, are fun lovers, and we can be a little crazy. We like to just spread joy.
I was watching you all out there. I saw you dancing away at the book sale and at Bravo, and you guys always are having fun. And I think that's the coolest thing when I watch it, is that I go to the general meetings, I go to these exec meetings, and these are people that truly love being around each other, and you truly have fun. And if you're looking to get to be a part of something, if you're looking to volunteer and become a part of the Friends or an organization that truly loves and cares about its members, this is the group to join.
Yeah, it is a fun group, I have to say that. Well, we've got some great things coming up in the next little while, actually. We have our next general meeting on April the 16th from 2 to 3:30. It's actually going to be at the Maine.
Yep, it's right here
Peoria,
at Maine.
Maine. And it's going to be a garden party.
Nice.
Theme.
Very
so
cool.
We're hoping we'll be outside perhaps in the for the refreshment component up in the top patio up here. So anyone who's listening, if you want to see what a friends meeting is like, they're all the general meetings are always a lot of fun. People come. We like to share what people are reading. We usually have some contests. I think this time it might be the best hat contest. But that is going to be really, really fun.
Yeah, so you always make things fun. And, you know, if you are interested, like I said, you can definitely find Fawn and she will hook you up. So you mentioned the meeting coming on, coming up. What other things do the friends have planned for the upcoming summer and summer reading?
Well, you know,
without giving too much away, maybe I'm asking, I don't know if I can do that.
But, you know,
you can divulge.
I can divulge a little bit. I don't know if anyone realizes, but we have a lot of real Star Wars enthusiasts.
We do.
And so we're going to be doing it, and I should have checked the date, but it's a Wednesday of the first week of May. So it's not the 4th. We always like to say, May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
But it's going to be that week, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And you can check the website or the Facebook posts through the friends as well for that information.
Exactly. And we will be doing summer reading.
Yes.
And we will be doing probably a dollar clearance sale sometime June or July. I'm not going to commit because I don't want to step on anyone's toes, particularly Colleen's. However, we are also doing our normal book sale that we do, I think it's the end of July.
Mm-hmm.
And so that will be
right
a lot of fun.
Before the start of the school year.
Exactly.
And Colleen does a fantastic job of timing that so that those teachers who are starting out the year can get fresh books and get fresh supplies, and being thoughtful in that is tremendous.
Exactly. So with that in mind, if anyone's listening and they're thinking, what can I do to make an impact with the kids in Peoria? Well, what you could do is, you know, sponsor a teacher for some books. And what we can do then is if you want to do that, make a donation and we will get a number of books to the amount that you decide to donate. And we'll make sure that a worthy teacher gets them.
Fantastic.
So that's really important.
They need them. And I definitely want to make sure we can do everything to help these wonderful teachers in Peoria who every single day are charged with not only the safety of our kids, but also the education of our children. And we want to do whatever we can to help them. So you're tremendous. I wish I had more time with you. We'll get you back in. You know, maybe when you come back, I know you're getting set to head on up to Canada here, and for those of you that have been listening, you've heard the abouts and the outs, and I love it. It's like one of my favorite. As a big hockey fan who follows a lot of Canadian hockey players, it's like music to my ears. But I want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing your vision and what's important to you as the leader of the Friends Group and all that you do. And when you come back from Canada in the fall and maybe right before winter reading, because you guys have become so big in what we do with the winter reading as well. We'll get you back in here. Maybe we can, nudge Colleen and I'll get both of you in here. That'll be wild. So
stereo.
We'll right. Yeah. It'd be great. We'll have you back in to talk more about friends and opportunities. But Fawn, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Nathaniel.
It's been fun. Thanks for coming in. What Fawn does and the leadership she provides to the friends is tremendous. Colleen, that whole group, they really do an outstanding job. My thanks to all of the wonderful friends volunteers out there for all that you do, especially on a week like this when spring break was huge and we had huge crowds and kids at both libraries doing their thing. Make sure you're getting out to all these wonderful events. Make sure you're checking the library calendar as well as the Join the Friends Facebook. If you're on Facebook, please join Friends and follow them because they always give a lot of information on Facebook as well. And it keeps you in the know because there's always something going on. So again, my thanks to Fawn for coming out and sharing about the friends, and my thanks to all of you for tuning in. And of course, until next time, this is What's Up Peoria.